If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Broadcasting from Lindemann Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning in beautiful Lake Bluff, Illinois. Rob Lindemann's going to be joining us right now. Your business was built around your dad being a firefighter. I know Lou talked about it during his show, and you've spoken about it here, but your whole basis of the company and the building that we're sitting in right now and broadcasting from had to do with safety and fire prevention, because that's what your dad was. He was a firefighter.
Correct. Yeah, it was a Winnetka firefighter here for many years and saw the need for the trade. It really boomed in the 70s. So around the 80s is when we got into it. Just after the energy crisis, the industry kind of emerged here in the United States. And, we took it from there.
What goes into rebuilding the inside of a furnace and rebuilding a chimney? Because when you see a home, right, and Sarah could probably chime in to this because she sells more homes than anybody here in Illinois. You see on the outside of a home, okay, it's got a chimney, right? So you're probably thinking it's got fire, Mr. Obvious over here. It's got a fireplace.
Not all the time. Right, yeah, so you don't even know.
Possibly have a fireplace.
What's your question?
But the question is, thank you.
On to the next one.
No, the question is, how long should that chimney be in place without having to have it reconstructed, right? How long should mortar in this market, right? Because we're in Chicago, freeze frost, it's mushuggy weather all the time. But how soon, a 30-year-old home, you need to rebuild it? I guess if you've got a crappy builder that built it, an 80-year-old home, how often should you be climbing up on the roof, not our listeners, but you, to be inspecting a chimney?
You should be inspecting it annually. But to answer the original question, they can last 30 years, 50 years, 3 years. We've seen some beautiful homes locally that have just been built, and 2 years later they have issues.
Why do you think that is?
A lot of times the fireplaces are built without the proper materials. You should have a refractory cement in between the flue tiles. That's one of the common things we see, where you got this beautiful home, and how is it possible that 2 years later they have issues? So we see that all the time. And that's a simple fix by using the right material when you're building the chimney, and they just simply don't do that. A lot of times they go inexpensive with the trades when they build new homes. It's a cost thing, and they cut corners. And
is there any regulations with that?
If you're building a home, the chimney does not get inspected properly before it goes to market. It's all sealed up. It would be like checking the electrical work after you put the drywall on.
That sounds like a new business for you guys. You could actually start inspecting other people's chimneys that they installed just to make sure it's done right.
It would be great.
Just so you don't have this problem.
Right. Because we see it a lot. And it's disappointing when someone, hires a reputable builder and you see some corners were cut. But, so a fireplace, for people that aren't familiar with them, imagine you're going to burn a bonfire in your living room, right?
Bad idea.
What would you want to do to make sure that was safe, right? So first off, the bonfire is in what they call the firebox. And what you can see, you have these big fire brick, and then behind that, you have another row of regular brick, and that's what keeps the fire from burning the house behind it, right? Yep. And then you look above there is where the damper is, the thing that you open and close. You see a corbelled brick that goes up towards the flue. If you see corbelled brick, that actually should have a layer of refractory cement. Often that doesn't, so that's a good thing homeowners can do, is put a flashlight up there, and if they see brick, they should have an extra layer of insulation to protect them, because on the other side of that brick is your home, right? So if you imagine putting your hand in front of a campfire in the backyard, 4 feet up, that's what it feels like right in that area. So you want to make sure that you have the proper insulation going forth from there. And then it funnels into about a 1-foot by 1-foot square tile that goes all the way up to the top of the chimney. And inside that are these clay tiles that are stacked on top of each other. As I mentioned, they're supposed to have refractory cement between them, but they sometimes don't. Those are expanding and contracting every time you have a fire. Right? The ones on the top of the chimney are ice cold, and then they're hot all winter long. So it's pretty volatile. But those tiles, and then there's a small gap, and then there's brick, and then your home. So we want to make sure that all that protection of the bonfire in your living room exits the top of the, you know, top of the chimney and out of your house.
So the, if they see, if our listeners see water, right, we're going in the bottom of the hour break. This is a longer break. Be a good time for our listeners to go over to their fireplaces and do the inspection, right, get a flashlight and see if they have that layer of protections on the other side of the damper.
Damper,
right? Yep. And if there's any water or moisture in the box, they should call you because it's a safety issue.
Yeah, if there's water inside, that's just going to – that problem never gets better. It always gets worse. Like it's a crack.
That's how Roy feels. That's how I feel. Right. If there's water coming into your house, it's going to get worse. Yeah. Yeah.
And our lead tech, Sean, just let me know that one brick can absorb a cup and a half of water.
Wow. One brick.
So if you're seeing the water coming out of the brick, there could be as much as a cup and a half in the brick.
Wow.
If you've ever carried brick that has been set outside versus brick that's been inside, you'll know that there's
you'll feel it.
Sure. The difference. Yeah.
The cost of the inspection of the fireplace and the chimney on top of the home, how long does that take, and what's the investment in that?
We book a 3-hour window for the inspection and the cleaning, and that runs $299.
$299.
So reasonable.
Always running promotions for WGN listeners, of course.
Is that per chimney?
That's per chimney. There's a reduced price for the second chimney. I think it's $99 for the...
That's Sean Peters, expert, extraordinaire.
Expert. Pricing expert.
Sales, Lineman, professional.
Guru.
Getting groomed for executive leadership board.
Friend of Jeremy, by the way, in case you're wondering. Where all this is coming from. Like, you got anything else? You
could Did we mention he's really handsome? I don't know if you guys know
we
that
We could take
about
it off air and give you guys a room in the other.
We've done that.
There's another conference
each other
room.
A lot.
Thank you.
Hey, Sarah, real quick. How many sellers, how many buyers do chimney inspections before we go to the break? How many sellers are actually, and I'm going to throw this to Roy, because we got the sewer routing question that I just came through yesterday that I talked to a listener whose son got absolutely blown up because he didn't check the sewer. So now we're talking about chimneys. Mm-hmm. How many buyers have a chimney expert come out and check the chimneys of the home that they're buying?
Not enough.
Zero?
Yeah, I would say in 19 years, I've maybe had two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
For that cost, they absolutely should.
Yeah. Right. You need to cover yourself. This show is about educating our listeners as to buying and selling real estate. And if you have a chimney in the house that you're buying, you need to have it inspected. Because on the other side of the break, I want to come back and talk about the investment it takes to do the maintenance and to the cost to cure on the inside and the outside. So what a $200 or $300 inspection will offset the preventative maintenance of this.
I would say buyers don't do it, but on a home inspection, 75% of them say you should have it inspected have it, chimney
almost
sweep.
All of them.
Almost all of them. But it's like on a ranking of like an active leak versus that. They just don't prioritize it. Yeah. But, that's obviously on them if something goes wrong.
Sure.
Right.
Well, we're going to find out how much the cost to cure is and the differential of the $299 or whatever the cost, the investment. I don't even look at it as a cost. You're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a home, right? And that's got a chimney. You should probably take a look to make sure that the chimney of the house that you're going to be buying is in good shape. So we'll come back after the break, talk about the investment of doing the repair and replacement if it needs to be replaced.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're broadcasting today from Lineman Chimney Heating and Air Conditioning. Just learned that all forms of management have left the building, which is awesome.
Woohoo!
So we are completely untethered now. We don't have to watch what we say, and the champagne's coming out, Rob, so don't worry about it. The show is going to get a lot better coming up here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We were talking about how our listeners, and Sarah, the largest realtor in the state of Illinois, sold more homes than anybody, over 700 last year, the percentage of her buyers that actually inspect the chimney is minuscule. And now let's go into the cost of repairing a chimney, both on the inside of the house and the outside. So now, if you're looking to purchase a home, especially in this market, when things are starting to change, which we'll get into with Sarah later on the show, you've got more of a stick if you're a buyer than you've had in the past 3 years. So you've got a lot more leeway and a lot more leverage to maybe you should invest the $300 or $299 with our pricing expert over there, is Jeremy's best friend, who keeps getting $100 slipped to him underneath the table during each break. So well, mention his, you want to mention his name so you get the $100?
That's what I was going to ask, Sean. Like, what's the most common...
There you go, another $100.
Yeah, what's the most common repair customers see on their chimney? Like, what... Cost-wise,
it would probably be good if Sean was by a microphone.
Sure.
Sean.
Yeah. We got to put Sean at,
he's running.
He sees it every day.
So what do you see most?
That's a pretty loaded question based on the season. Okay. In the spring, it's obviously water repairs. In the fall, there's a freeze-thaw cycle. So it just depends. You just need to always be aware of what's going on with your chimney. If you see anything, smell anything abnormal, do yourself a favor. Look up. See if you see moisture, brick falling down, anything that's just out of the ordinary.
I'm not trying to be funny here, but what's a definition of an abnormal smell in that you should be, that our listeners should be aware of, to that would signal, hey, I got to call Lindemann?
Yeah. Anything musty, moldy, things of that nature.
Okay.
Because it shouldn't, right?
It shouldn't.
Inside of a chimney
shouldn't
be wet.
It shouldn't have any smell outside of like your normal house smells, whatever your home smells like, whether it be, I don't know, lavender, evergreen.
Yeah, that's exactly what my house smells like.
Roses. Yeah,
I was using Jeremy as
I got,
the
I got five
baby.
Kids, so yeah, of course my
like
house. I got two dogs. Yeah,
baby wipes.
Clearly smells like lavender, eucalyptus all the time. Yeah, you know. But yeah, like, is it chimney caps? Is it stuff? Is it flat? Do you guys check flashing? That's one of the calls that we get all the time, right? So, hey, I think my roof's leaking, or I think my siding's leaking. And then we'll be like, are you sure? So we'll walk up, look at it, inspect the roof, and we're like, well, it could be your roof, it could be your siding, or it could be your chimney.
So like, so typically when we're
we'd rather have you Neil.
There you go.
It's a better
you get your
look.
Own, there you go.
There you got your own microphone now,
cordless mic.
There you go.
Is it on?
Yeah,
you just
got
to talk loud.
Just got to talk loud.
Yeah.
All right.
So
you're up.
Yeah. What is it that we're looking at?
So typically, if we're coming out for an inspection, we are looking for any place of water intrusion. So we are looking at the flashing, the chimney crown, bricks, mortar joints, any cracks, anything of that matter, where you can get water intrusion. We're going in the attic. We're looking up the firebox.
That's huge.
So we're in the basement. We're in the living room. We're in the attic space. We're on the roof.
Okay, so literally all parts of a customer's home, you're inside, outside, making sure that it's perfect.
Okay,
that's
hold
an
that.
Awesome inspection.
Hold this thought.
Yeah.
Sarah, let's go back to Sarah. You've been through hundreds, if not thousands, of home inspections. When, how many home inspectors, and we're not slamming home inspectors,
no,
so I got a home inspector that's going to be texting
Chuck,
me.
Chuck's going to text.
Chuck, Mr. Home. Well, we do that. I'm happy. But Sarah, in all seriousness, how many home inspectors, what percentage of the home inspectors that you've seen and the thousands of home inspectors and the home inspections that you've been in the home while the home inspector's been there,
mm-hmm.
does as thorough of a check as was just explained?
Yeah, no one does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same thing when you go to HVAC. That's what we were just saying. They're not trained and licensed and insured for this industry, right? And so they don't want to have their name wrapped around that. So typically what they say is you need to do maintenance on it.
Yeah.
Well, when you have a home inspection report, there's like fire items, like you got to put out that fire before closing, and then there's maintenance items. The chimney is almost always one that's just a maintenance item. And so to a buyer, there's no real, like, quote-unquote need to do that right away.
Yeah, no call to action.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's also perspective. You know, you can ask the homeowner, hey, when was the last time you done a chimney sweep or had an inspection? And if they had it in the past 24 months, it's probably a good idea to do that.
Well, and this month is fire safety month, right? So do you guys know how many house fires occur from fireplaces? Come on.
Do you?
We were just
no.
Talking about that.
Yeah. I'm not a chimney guy.
I actually don't think that they have it from just heating sources.
Okay,
I think
heating
is the
sources
only,
in general.
Yeah, public.
Okay,
people,
yeah. No one wants to say fireplaces caused fires inside houses because then everyone's going to eliminate fireplaces. Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, just the way the statistics go, it's always down to heating sources. So
you're welcome.
Would
you're going
to
get no phone calls now. Everyone's going to eliminate their chimney.
It's lumped in with furnaces and heating units and stoves.
Do you see it frequently? Like chimney fires and things like that? Is that something that you
chimney
see
fires,
out?
Yeah. We see them. When they ignite the entire structure, a handful of them are happening every year in the Chicagoland area.
Is that?
Yeah, most of the time, customers, people, homeowners, they don't even know that they've had a chimney fire, but there's always a telltale. When we do our camera inspections, the flue tiles, they go from cold to hot very rapidly, and they can only expand so much. And if they don't do so, in a timely manner. They crack. They rupture. Okay.
So, I'm sorry. When Rob painted the picture of a bonfire in my living room,
I'm
going home and bricking up my fireplace today.
Close that baby up.
Well, you guys did my fireplace, and you did that exact same thing. We had a wood-burning fireplace, and it was almost problematic. So Sean came out, gave me a quote, and converted it, right? Yes. Ran gas in there, put the fake logs. We've already had it going. It's great, and it's easy.
It's easy. Does every chimney have a liner?
No. Well, most of them start with that clay liner that I talked about earlier.
Okay.
But in your world, when these inspections, the only true way to know if it's safe is to put a camera up and see, look at the inside.
Got it.
I believe there's two home inspectors in the state of Illinois that do that.
Okay. Wow.
So the rest of them don't.
Right.
That's why you hire a company like us to take a look in there, because it can be thousands of dollars to fix the damage that's inside the chimney, and you negotiated $299 for a maintenance issue.
Right.
So that's why the importance, particularly when you're selling the home, to make sure that you have it inspected.
Right. And so let's talk about that. Yeah. The inside of a furnace to repair before buying.
Chimney.
Or fireplace. Or fireplace.
Okay.
lay off
same difference.
The mimosas.
Yeah. Right.
We got to show it around.
They're delicious. To repair the inside, ballpark, what does it cost to repair the inside from the firebox to the top?
Loaded question.
Yeah. I'll let Sean answer this one because they don't let me ballpark any estimates. I'm still operating from 1985.
Right, I understand.
No, actually, give out all those numbers right now. Yeah, Sean's going to love it.
Your phones will be rolling off. Low side, a simple fix, up to a full replacement. What are we looking at?
So low side, minimal repairs, just keeping water out, things like that. Maybe $750 to $1,500 for like topical exterior repairs, caps, things of that nature.
Okay.
If we get into relining fireplaces, let's say your flue tiles have cracked, missing mortar, things like that, it can be anywhere between $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay. So Sarah, that's a substantial amount of money for a new home buyer where this generation is having a tough enough time coming up with a down payment. They don't have any, you know, they're going to have a tough enough time to come up with another 10 G's to fix whatever's screwed up in their chimney that they don't even know is screwed up in their chimney.
Right. And Roy and I were talking about that at the break. Sellers aren't like itching to go get these inspections prior to listing. Like if it's not broken, they're not going to fix it. Yeah. So they're typically not doing that. And so it really is on the buyer if they want to use the fireplace and make sure that they know what exactly they're buying into to do that inspection. And it's just really, it's all too uncommon. They don't do it. And from a inspector's standpoint, I feel like they do a lot of like the exterior. That's what we were talking about with the break. They do the tuck pointing, the outside of what the chimney looks like. But really, there's not a lot of focus on the interior, which is obviously what matters.
Well, and you guys talked a little bit about like the scary parts of fireplaces. But for the consumers or customers that are out there that don't like the way their fireplace looks, you guys offer that service too, right? So you could build them a whole new fireplace, put a whole new, like modernize it, like make it pretty, get rid of those 1970 flagstone looks and do something cool, right?
Correct. Those are no longer in?
We do have a full refacing division.
They are literally not in. Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
Sorry. Updating fireplaces is a very large part of, I can't say the industry, but at least our business right now. As well as converting from wood burning to gas, high efficiency.
Even like the heatilators with like the pellets and it's got, that's above my pay grade. But they make stuff.
Yeah,
that's like,
out of your wheelhouse.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm like David right
feel,
now.
Feel good, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no, feels it feels great. Dumb.
He's like, enough is enough.
Big dumb. Yeah, okay.
Welcome to my world.
I use the word
I'm
heatilator.
I'm hosting a radio show. I have no idea what people are talking about.
But explain a little bit about that. So take a regular fireplace, and then what are you putting in, and what is the benefit for the customer?
So a lot of what we're seeing right now is conversions from wood to gas.
Okay.
A lot of people are on the go. You're not seeing as many people create an entire evening around their fireplace.
That's a good point.
So a lot of people want the simplicity of just turning it on, turning it off whenever you want. Me, myself, I'm a diehard wood-burning man. I lost the battle in my house.
Sure. We converted. Well, that's always going to happen.
That's always going to happen.
Wait, you're married. You lost.
Yes, you said married. I did. Happily married. Yeah,
happily
thank you
married.
So much.
Sure. Yes, exactly. Sure.
So a lot of people want gas, and once you sell them into the idea of gas and the romance of it, you can turn it on. You can enjoy your coffee. You can turn it off, go to work, come home whenever the baby wakes up. Whatever it is, it's just simple on, off. Select your heat.
I'd imagine safer. right? Like
I was going to say if you have a gas chimney or a gas fireplace, is that still something that you need to have inspected, even though it burns cleaner and you know all this?
Yes. So if you're burning wood and you smell smoke upstairs, you smell smoke, something's wrong. If you're burning gas and it's carbon monoxide, much less detected,
we got detections for that. Well, hopefully,
if you change the batteries.
Yeah, always change your batteries. Yes. That's a PSA right now.
Yeah, so
for
gas, if anything, more important for inspections because you never know. Because at face value, it always looks perfect. It always burns clean, but you just don't know what's going on behind the scenes because at the end of the day, you're still taking a cold chimney in the dead of winter and throwing heat up through it.
Go ahead.
No, last question.
So when you have this customer and you have to tell them, hey, I'm sorry, I have bad news. It's $10,000 to rebuild your fireplace. The upside for the customer could be, well, I could also change the facade of your fireplace. I could actually make it look different. I could give you, you know, people always want to see their value. I spend $10,000 to get my fireplace working, and it's like, yay.
Yeah, that's like a kitchen's fun. You can see the difference, right? Yeah.
Well, and that's pretty common, and that's a very easy sell because now you're taking the one part of a fireplace the customer can see. They can't see the internal, anything like that, but if they can be part of the design process and we can get them to where they want to be, it really puts the fun back in it, and you see the excitement back in the customer instead of just, you know, extorting money for repairs.
And here's the other thing. That $10,000 investment saves you from burning your entire house.
Well, that's a big one.
Okay. Yeah. So you've got that.
Minor detail.
At least you got that going.
Okay, and maybe killing your entire family.
Well, sure. Yeah, we don't want that either. Yeah.
And your dog.
You are so positive, Dave. You are just uplifting.
Huh? Is it the weather
I'm
that
I'm in an aggressive sell stance right now. I just feel like, you know, listen, it's 10 G's. I get it. It's expensive. But, okay, don't do it. And you could kill your entire family and burn the entire block. Oh.
Okay. Wow.
And listeners, it's not always 10 G's.
Yeah. Oh,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Remember, Dave Hochberg.
I'm, you know,
mortgage guy.
Right.
Yeah. Radio host.
Power cell. A phone number for our listeners who want to reach out to you guys.
847-918-7994 or lindeman.com.